have any website, Baruch Hashem.
No,
I don't use it anymore.
It's still wonderful.
I'm like deeming in life, no more internet. And so my name is Yeshua Goldstein. It means going forward in life. You want to pass these back? So there was a few topics. A few ideas of what to talk about. And Baruch Hashem, but I thought the first and foremost, because it's always an important subject that a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael are saying it's very important to do, is to read Zohar every day. So I wanted to read from a little bit from Rav Benayahu Shmueli and a couple stories about the importance of learning Zohar. And then maybe we'll read all together the Patach Eliyahu a couple minutes just to open our hearts up to Torah and Tefillah, which is what it's misugal for. Also, with all the gzerot and all the difficult tragedies in Am Yisrael, you know, everyone's trying to figure out what we need to do. Everyone says tshuva and all kind of other things. But many of the greats in the past, like the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, already said, he wrote in a mikhtav, and it's in his mikhtavim, there's no better etzah for Am Yisrael to cancel harsh decrees from heaven than to read Zohar. And he instituted in his yeshiva that there should be 24 hours of Zohar learning. He had one guy per hour or per half hour or whatever. And they would just read Zohar without perushim, without translation. Just read Zohar. And then the next guy would come in and he would read. And they would have constant around-the-clock Zohar. And he writes, there's no better thing to cancel harsh decrees on Am Yisrael than learning Zohar. And he says, every chacham in Israel, every Rosh Yeshiva, every leader of the community should institute this. And he said, if I had the strength, I would personally go to every kollel and yeshiva and make sure that this was being done. And there is actually, I've heard, there are places that try and do this. On certain nights they do it also. But even to have 1 hour a day Zohar learning, or half hour, or a time where the yeshiva, everyone reads Zohar. And just as a bonus, my son is in a school now, and he's in second grade, and they made a siyum on Idra Rabba Idra Zuta. What happened? I went into the Rebbe and I said, Rebbe, it's so good for the kids to be reading a little Zohar every day. You know, just let each kid read a page a day, 2 minutes. They had four kids in the class at the time. Now they have six, Baruch Hashem. And he said, all right. And then we asked the Menahel, the principal, and he said, all right, why not? I said, you know, it saves kids from all the negative influences outside, and it opens their hearts to Torah, and it helps purify them, and kids especially reading Zohar. We have sources here that it's very good for kids to read Zohar, especially. Helps them succeed in their learning, have a desire for holy things. So he said, fine, let's do it. And they started reading, and within a few months, they made a siyum on the Idra Rabba Idra Zuta.
Can you explain what is Idra Rabba
Idra Zuta? It's a section of the Zohar. The Idra Zuta is the teaching the Rebbe Shimon said on the day he died on Lag BaOmer. A fire surrounded his house. There's a whole Hakdamatu, and Rav Arush wrote it in one of the newsletters, I think. He said it in the Shir before Lag BaOmer. That he taught. It's a lot of hidden secrets of the Kabbalah. But if you read it, you don't know what you're reading. You just read it. I don't even know what the words mean in Hebrew, so it doesn't matter. It's Aramaic, you know. But it's also a big segula to read it on Lag BaOmer. And Rav Kaduri said, if you go to Meron, the first thing you should always do is read the Idra Rabba, Idra Zuta. And if you don't have time, just read the Idra Zuta. The Idra Rabba is about twice the length of the Idra Zuta. It takes about 2.5 hours to read the Idra Zuta, 2 hours if you're faster. And he said, it's a guarantee your prayers will be answered if you read the Idra Zuta, and then you pray for what you need in Meron. And Lag BaOmer is the day Rabbi Shimon taught it, so it's especially misugal to read it on that day. It's a minhag that was what was done. Anyway, so those are some, I'll read you a couple things. He says here, number one, what is the Zohar? So he says, I read the Hebrew and translate it.
Who's the Hebrew?
This is Rav Benayahu Shmueli.
Oh,
the Rosh Yeshiva of Nar Shalom, in the name of Rav Mordechai Sharabi Zatzal. This thing is known and famous, well known to everyone. Ki sefer Hazohar Kadosh nitchaber al yedei Rashbi vechavrei Kadisha Dilei. It was written by Rashbi and his holy group. Shenitgalu aleihem Eliyahu Navi zachu latov v'nishmot atzadikim shebegan Eden. And Eliyahu Navi always would teach them, and all the holy neshamot in Gan Eden would come to them and teach them things. Mi'yishiva shel mala u'mi'yishiva shel mata v'gam lemalachei mala. Also the angels would come to him. Nitna reshut sheyardu lemata v'yagilu lahem sodot haTorah. They were all given permission to come down to earth and teach Rabbi Shimon and his group secrets of the Torah. That's what he put into the Zohar. And in the beginning of the Tikkuni Zohar, it also says all that, and even the Shemot HaKodesh were given Rashut to come and Megaletim what they mean. So it's all in there. You can ask later, well, if I don't understand it, what good is it? So in a minute, hold on, we'll see why it's still good even if you don't understand it. Now he says, Azor Misugala Parnasa. Something we all need, right? But he says, Uvehemshech Dvarav Sham, Eviya Rav Chaim Vital Midivere Azor Kadosh Vatikunim, Ki Bedarav Batra'a Shehu Ador Acharon. Rav Chaim Vital writes that in the final generation, Shapi Kol HaSimanim Nireh Shezeh Dorenu. It seems like this is Mamish Ardor. Ki Lekol Lekulei Alma Anachnu Mamash Bapetach. Everyone agrees that we're right at the... I spoke to the Rebbe Meholman, Rav Gross, Shlita, and he said, all the simanim have passed. We're not waiting for signs to know that it's the time of Mashiach. We're in the time of Mashiach. This Hashem is now doing the cleanup job. He's doing berurim. He's sifting out who's going to be in the Gula, and he's separating out who's going to not be in the Gula. But the time of the Gula is here. And if we all make tshuva, it's ra'ui. And if we don't, so he's separating out those that are not going to be here and those that are going to be here. That's something I want to talk about at the end also, Bezrat Hashem. But it's definitely the time. So in any event, he says, HaGeula v'aparnasa v'yeshua tiyeh al yedei limud HaZohar HaKadosh. Rav Chaim Vital writes, the Geula, and others, many, many other tzaddikim say, the Geula is talui on the learning of Zohar HaKadosh. Rabbi Shimon, in the Zohar, it says, the Geula will come barachamim, with mercy, through the reading of Zohar HaKadosh. And Parnasa, and Yeshuot, if people are in difficult situations. There's so many stories of people that took on daily reading of Zohar, and things turned around for them. It's all through reading Zohar. How many people in the world will sustain themselves from your chibur, your book, which is the Zohar? When it will become revealed in the final generation, in the end of days. And that's now. The Zohar was also hidden for many hundreds of years. And not only was it hidden, but even when it was revealed again, very few are learning it, but now it's spreading and spreading and spreading. That more and more people are becoming aware. There's more and more Zohar being printed again, more shirim of Zohar. And he says, Parnasa, it's not just money. Hakavana gam leparnasat haneshama, ki ikar hakoach ve'alechem shel haneshama, hu ayedei limud HaZohar HaKadosh. It's also sustenance for your soul. We know that the soul is nourished through Torah, not through food. You can't eat physical food. I mean, it keeps your body alive, but what keeps your soul going is Torah and mitzvot. But the main Torah is the Zohar. To learn, to sustain your neshama. It doesn't mean you have to learn Zohar 10 hours a day. It means you have to, you can do a half hour a day and learn 9.5 hours other Torah, but there has to be some time. Anyway, also, Tevat Noah. Also in the Zohar it says, Kizeh Ibur Sefer HaZohar HaKadosh Hu Kamo Tevat Noach. The Zohar itself says that this book is like the Tevat Noach. Shekol Neshamot HaTzadikim Klulim Bo. All the Neshamot of the Tzadikim are in it. Zeh Ashar LaHashem Tzadikim Yavau Bo. This is like the gate of Hashem. All the Tzadikim are entering into it. V'kasher Yitgale Zeh Chibur Ba'olam Ba'dor Acharon Rabim Yitasfu Lilmod V'Lasog Bo. When it will become revealed in the final generation, many will gather to learn and involve themselves in it. V'chol atam sheyizku sheyeh lehem chelek b'sefer HaZohar HaKadosh yinatzlu me'amabul hanora sheyishtof et hador acharon. Whoever takes a part in learning the Zohar, they will be saved from the great flood that's coming to flood the final generation. We know that Rabbi Nachman also talked about a great flood in the final generation. And he also said it will cover over the high mountains. It means even the leaders will be flooded. He talked about the flood of Apikorsu. But he says, mimilchamot, there'll be chas v'shalom wars, asonot, disasters, we're seeing it unfortunately all the time, machalot, diseases, sicknesses, lo aleinu, piguim, we also know there's full of apikorsu, full of tavad niyuf, the world, in Zohar Parsha Noach, what brought the flood of Noach? It was because the world was already flooded with niyuf, with a desire for improper behavior. And so the world was already flooded. And then the flood came, and it says how the boiling water, there was boiling water came out of the earth, was to boil them for the boiling tava that they had, right? So we have the same flood now also. Actually, there was a story from from the Baal Shem Tov, but who said it? I think it was Rav Elimelech. No, it was the Magid Mimezrich. One time he was at a Shabbat table, and he all of a sudden went into like a deep meditation. And after he came out of it, they said, "What were you seeing? What happened?" He says, "I just went up to Shemaim, and I saw there was a huge pot that the Malachim were constructing, this massive pot under huge flames." And he asked them, "Well, what's this big pot you have here?" They said, This is to burn up. Oh, they said, come, we'll show you. So they showed him inside the pot. There was full of limbs, like arms and legs and body parts. And he said, what's going on here? What is this? So the Malachim said, these are all the body parts of the women who revealed themselves in the world and weren't Sanua. And this is what they have to go through when they get up here. And then he said, I think it was from the Baal Shem Tov, that in the final generation, there'll be two main nisyonot in the world. One is niyuf, the pritzut and niyuf. There'll be two main gilgulim, the door of the mabul, which is niyuf, and the door of the built the tower of Babel, which is apikorsu. And we see it now. The world is just noble. I mean, Baruch Hashem, we have to see the good. There's a lot of people getting stronger and stronger, and it's unbelievable how much. And that's the fight against that. And as we'll see also, depending on who wins that fight, that's what's going to dictate what they call Gog and Magog, the nuclear war, v'chule, v'chule. That's not the real war. The real war is what we all do to fight Kedusha and to fight against Kfira, to have Emunah and to have Kedusha. For men, it's Shmirat Einayim and Tefillah is Emunah. And for women, it's Tzniut and Tefillah and Emunah, right? And depending on how we do and how many people, because of our actions and our strength, we can influence and pull into the Kedusha, that's what's going to dictate then when Hashem has, you know, what's going to happen in the big picture. The whole world is just a mirror of the Jews. We all know that, right? So our avoda is what's going to dictate what happens in the world. But in any event, the Zohar is the Teva Noach, that the more we read Zohar, the more we enter into this Teva that will free us from what's going on in the world and help us purify ourselves and save ourselves. Sefer Zohar Kadosh yiyeh k'teva noach ba'avuram lehatzilam v'ashrei hazocheh. The reading of the Zohar is going to be like the Teva Noach to save the people who read it. And praiseworthy is the one who merits to this. And also Moshe Rabbeinu came and said about the Geula Barachamim, he says, in Parsha Naso in the Zohar, he says, "Ba'ay chibura dilach deyu sefer Zohar yifkon be min galuta brachamei beur advarim bishut ha'chibur shelcha sefer Zohar kadosh yetzu bnei Yisrael me'agalut brachamim lalot sarot v'yisurim v'tzar chevlei Mashiach." In the merit of learning the Zohar, bnei Yisrael will come out of the galut with mercy, and they won't need to go through suffering and the birth pangs of Mashiach, because they'll be saved from it. So, Leor Kol Amur Lael, in light of what we've said, and there's a couple more things after, but just in light of what we said, Dalecha achi ahuvi. You should know, my beloved brother, she'aleinu lichazek b'limud haTorah kedosha b'shas u'poskim u'vifrat b'limud haZohar kedosh yom yom al pi haseder. V'lo la'azov afilu yom echad she'avor al ha'adam b'lo limud b'Zohar kedosh kama alim lefachot. Ki hu ha'mafteach shel ha'geula ha'pratit v'ha'klalit. So he says, how much we need to strengthen our Torah learning, shas and poskim, and specifically the learning of Zohar kedosh. And there shouldn't be a day that goes by that you don't at least turn a page or two of Zohar. Get a book and turn a page every day, no matter what. And it's for your own redemption and for the redemption of Am Yisrael. Ki Zohar Kadosh matim l'kol Yehudi v'Yehudi kekaton kegadol, tami chacham avrech bachur yeshiva nar betamud Torah, o adam she'oved leparnasat beito, afilu nashim tzidkaniyot tov sheyigarsu b'Zohar Kadosh. He said the Zohar is good for every Jew, young, old, Talmid Chacham, whether you're learning in a kollel all day, whether you're in yeshiva, teenager, whether you're a young boy in a Talmud Torah, even if you work all day for Parnassah, you should still read a page or two Zohar. And he says even women should just read a little Zohar every day. My wife, Baruch Hashem, I got her started reading a little Zohar every day. It's great. Yeah, nothing wrong. You know, not Limud Kabbalah, that's a little different. There is such a thing, but Zohar, just reading the words. There's nothing wrong with women reading Zohar, with kids reading Zohar. Even a Rasha Gamur, the Rebbe said, should read Zohar. It's the best thing to purify your soul. You're not sitting and learning Kabbalah, it's a whole different inyan. Yadat, you have to have Haktamot, you have to purify yourself, get rid of all your bad midot and ta'avot. Everyone needs Hadrachah in that. I don't know really anything about that, but about reading Zohar, there's no gvulim. Everyone can read Zohar, even a guy who's in the worst sins, and the Rebbe even Holman said, even if a guy didn't go to the mikvah, he can read Zohar, and he can't get to a mikvah. If you can get to one, it's better, but if you can't, you can still read Zohar. Lo takiru panim. So, now, I want to, two things. So you'll say, you know, we learn with Torah Shebaal Peh. If you don't understand what you're learning, like you read Mishnayot, you know, so you're not really mekayeming Talmud Torah, because what are you doing? You're just reading words. But the Pele Yoet said specifically, there's two things that even if you don't know a word you're saying, it counts as if you Tehillim and Zohar. You can read it and not know a word you're saying, and it's very beloved from Hashem, and it makes a tikkun. Now there's a mashal. What's the mashal? Lerofe anoten tru. I heard the mashal and the tehillim. Why is like that? Basically, if you go to a kohen and he has to pronounce, there's a pasuk in tehillim, but the kohen has to pronounce on the tzorat whether it's tamer or tahor. And let's say the kohen's an amaretz, and there's a big talmid chacham next to him. If the Talmid Chacham says it's Tahor, it doesn't count. Or Tameh doesn't count. The Kohen has to say it. So the Talmid Chacham can say to the Kohen, say it's Tameh because I can tell. And then the Kohen says it's Tameh, it's Tameh. He's allowed to take the Etzah of the Talmid Chacham. So there's a pasuk in the Tehillim, now I don't remember it, but I heard in a shir, that David HaMelech says, let me, my book be like that situation. And Hashem granted it to him, meaning that anyone who reads the Tehillim and you don't know a word you're saying, it's like David HaMelech himself is explaining you and putting all the Kavanah into the words, and you're just saying the words that he said that you need to say, and it has all the Pe'ulot. It's like David HaMelech himself is saying it. I think it's in the Yehi Ratzon also, before the Tehillim, it says it should be like... In any event, we have a mashal, Lerofe anoten shrufa lachole, right? A doctor gives a medicine to a sick person. Lo aleinu, afa pi shechole ze eino mevin klum bechokhmat harefua. The sick person has no idea whatsoever with the wisdom of healing. Rak lakach tshufa merofe mumche shebaki v'yodea bechokhmat harefua. But the doctor knows the wisdom of what herbs and what blend of what combination he needs to balance him out. And he gives it to him, and the man just takes it from the doctor, who's the mumche. And this sick person, with the help of Hashem, will now get better and recover from his sickness. וכל הדבר לגבי הקריאה בספר הזוהר, וכן הדבר, and this is the same thing with reading the ספר הזוהר. אף שהקורא לא מבין כלל את אשר הוא מוציא מפיו, even though the one who reads it has no idea whatsoever what he's saying out of his mouth, הקדושה העליונה התמונה במילים של ספר הזוהר הקדוש, the holy, high, exalted holiness that's in the words of the Sefer HaZohar, po'elet bekorei otam et pe'ulata. It does the effect, in it does what it needs to do in the person that reads the words. V'zoche l'chol ha'ma'alot sh'ne'emru l'gabei ha'osek b'Sefer HaZohar Kadosh. And he merits all the ma'alot of reading the Zohar, even without knowing a word. And this, there's about 15 sources. I'll just say, because it's worth saying, the Arizal says this, the Chidah says this, the Pele Yoetz, Degel Machane Ephraim, Rav Chaim Palaji, Sheilot Vetshivot Yaskil Ovdi, Sheilot Vetshivot Pirchei Keuna, Atzei Eden Komarna, the Ben Ishchai in the Sefer Benayahu, the Optarav writes this in his Haskama, the Tikune Zohar, Defus Mejdibush, Or Ne'erav Le'aramak, Matei Ephraim, and others all say this, that if you read Zohar without knowing what you're saying, it's good. What time are we going to see what we're doing? Okay. A couple more little things on the Zohar. V'chein sh'yadad kama gdolad ma'alad limud chokhmat ha'emet yodea godel ha'chiyuv ha'godel ha'schar l'mi sh'lumed ha'kabbalah. Also, you should know the greatness of the schar for learning Zohar and Kabbalah. Ki limud ha'zohar begirsa be'alma bonei olamot. Reading the Zohar, just saying the words, you're building olamot. You're building worlds. V'kol shekein im yizkeh l'lmod u'lhavin perush ma'amar echad. How much more so, if you merit to learn and understand even one perush of one small ma'amar in the Zohar, yaseh bo tikun lemala b'sha'a achat, מה שלא יעשה בלימוד הפשט שנה תמימה, לשון הכיסא מלך בתיקוני זוהר מ"ג. The Kisei Melech says, if you understand one ma'amar in the Zohar, you made a tikkun in the olamot, in the upper worlds, more than you can do from learning the pshat of Torah for a whole year. So it's a big thing. Now the Chafetz Chaim, you know, because a lot of people say, okay, that's for Sephardis, or maybe Hasidim that are a little bit, you know, crazy, whatever. But as Ashkenazim, you know, we don't do that stuff. Not so. The Chafetz Chaim says, and I'll tell you a few more stories that I heard now. The Chafetz Chaim says, "Shal limud sefer Zohar ein shum hagbala." There's no limit. There's no restrictions to learning Zohar. Ki rubo midrash. It's mostly midrashim anyway. V'haya Chafetz Chaim me'orer lekulam shi'yamadu kol Shabbat et Zohar shel ota parasha b'afilu labachurim. The Chafetz Chaim would always constantly encourage that everyone should learn Zohar, the Parshat HaShavua, on the Parsha, and even Bachurim, even unmarried young men, you know, teenagers. And this is written in the Sefer by there was a couple of Zohar, I don't know where it says, Rav Yosef ben Shlomo Mipozin Hosafot Binyan Yosef. But there was another Sefer I saw written in also on the biography on the Chafetz Chaim. And then the Chazon Ish, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Hore Lishoalav Limosef Zohar Kisefer Musar. The Chazon Ish, when people would ask him, he said, you should read Zohar, it's like, it's a great Musar Sefer. V'af Limed Bo Be'atzmo Im Ben Achoto, Hagon Rav Shmaria Greenman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He would also learn Zohar with his brother's son. U'Besefer Ma'ase Ish, which is a biography on the Chafetz Chaim, on the Chazon Ish. It says that he said, Lashon HaZohar HaKadosh Me'orer Yoter Mikol Ma'amarei Chazal. Just the words of the Zohar is more arousing to a person to purify themselves and to serve Hashem better than any other Ma'amar Chazal. And Rav Ben Zion Abba Shul would always tell, he was a Rosh Yeshiva Parat Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He would always tell the Talmidim and the Yeshiva to Ligros Bechol Yom Vayom Kama Dapim B'Zohar HaKadosh כדי שיבינו טוב לימוד הגמורה רשי תוספות. וכן היה שנפתח ליבם בתורה. He would tell all his Talmidim, that's why his Talmidim became so great. He said, read Zohar every day, כמה דפים, 3, 4, 5 pages. It'll allow you to understand the Gemara better. ואפילו ילדים בתלמוד תורה שהתקשו בלימודים, ראו ממש ישועות על ידי שגרסו בזוהר הקדוש, ואף על פי שלא הבינו. Even young children in Talmud Torah saw big yeshuot, if they were having a hard time learning, they would read Zohar. And it's a segula. The Rebbe Meholman also said there was one father, he had a son who was in Ram Pei Shemesh. He was really struggling in school. The tutoring wasn't helping. He was taking him to psychiatrist, psychologist. Nothing was helping him. The Rebbe said, sit with him and read a page of Zohar every day. He did this. Within a couple months, he turned around completely. He became studious. He became settled. Ruch Hashem, it helped him. And it's a real thing. And another thing, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, there was a Rav went into him. He said, I heard that it was said in your name that yeshiva students shouldn't read Zohar. And he said, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said to him, Mefarash, Chas v'shalom that I would say such a thing. He says, first of all, why should that surprise you? Many things are said in my name, and you know how it goes. I can say anybody said anything. I say, Rav Arush said this. He said, who's going to know? Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, Chas v'shalom that I would ever say such a thing. It's very good for yeshiva students to read Zohar, specifically since I heard from the Chazon Ish that the Zohar is the best Sefer Musa that there is. So, that was Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And then, you know, they were taking all these bachurim to the jail for not going to the army, right? You heard about this? There's a gzera now, they're taking yeshiva students to the army, the government. I also don't follow the world, but
there are people in jail.
It's
not full scale.
But they have taken kids to jail who have refused to go to the army. Why should they go to the army? It's full of women. It's I don't know. It's a whole long story. I'm not getting into it. But Rav, but the Gedolei Yisrael are very against going to the army right now. And Rav Steinman said we need to do like the Ramchal, like we said in the beginning. And mechazek limud Torah, and we should. There was like a 5-day period of like serious gzerot. And he said, we need to mechazek limud Torah. Every yeshiva should try and do as much as they can limud Torah ratzuf, learning around the clock. And somebody asked him, what he said, according to what the Ramchal said, in order to mevatel gzerot, to cancel the decrees. And they asked him, what Torah should we learn ratzuf? And he said, the Ramchal said you should learn Zohar. Rav Steinman said that. So that's like the big guy in the Litai world. He's the Gadol Ador, not just... he said, the Ramchal said, learn Zohar.
A couple of times he said, the Bachurim should learn the Parsha.
The Zohar on the Parsha every week, nachon? No, that's fine. No, Ruch Hashem, good. Say it again. You heard that, everybody? No. Okay, so, and in light of what we said, I just want to say two quick stories. There was three quick stories. Well, I'll say them very quick. There was one Rav that, two stories. One Rav, Rabbi Shalom Hadaya, no, Rav Yaakov, no, who, Rav Yitzchak Leviton had a father-in-law who was a big mikubal. He was a big dayan, but in the Pshat, he never learned Kabbalah. In the last 2 years of his life, he learned with his father-in-law, they learned the whole Etz HaChaim. And they misayemed it, and then very soon after he passed away. He came in a dream, this is passed down in their family to his father-in-law, or it was his cousin, I didn't get, but a relative who he learned with, and he said to him, Dalecha. Ki kol ma shelamati kol yemei chayai v'hayiti dayan v'asakti yomam v'layla b'torah. He says, all I learned all my life, and I was a dayan, and I learned Torah day and night. To be a dayan, you have to know all the Shulchan Aruch, all the Shas. It's not a joke. He says, lo azar li b'shamayim lezakot legan eden kemo ashnatayim yamim shelamadnu yachad Torah ha-Kabbalah b'sefer ha-Kadosh Etz HaChaim. All my life's learning didn't help me in Shamayim like those last 2 years that I spent with you learning the Kabbalah, the Etz HaChaim. And another story of another fellow, he wasn't a big Talmud Chacham, he was a simple Yehudi. No, he was learning, but he never learned Kabbalah. And the last also 2.5 years of his life, he came to Rav Mordechai Sharabi. There he is over there. He came to Shiurim and Kabbalah, you know, every day or every week, whatever. And he came to Rav Sharabi in a dream, and he said, "Dalecha shekol ma shezachiti lilmod kol yemei chayai ulesagel Torah mitzvot u'masim tovim. All I learned my whole life, all the Torah, all the mitzvot, all the masim tovim, לא עזר לי בשמיים כמו השנתיים וחצי שישבתי לשמוע תורת הסוד בלי להבין. It didn't help me in Shemayim, my whole life of Chesed and Torah. Like the 2.5 years I sat in your shiurim and learned Torah Tasod without understanding a word I heard. Ein leta'er v'lesha'er ma'alat ha'limud hazeh kan ba'olam ha'elyon. It's impossible to describe and to explain the ma'ala of this limud in the upper worlds, even without understanding.
He's saying that on Kabbalah or Zohar, it's the same thing.
It's Zohar and Kabbalah, it's the same thing. Reading Zohar is like we said, it's like Kehilim. You just read the words, it's like you're learning the deepest secrets of Kabbalah.
The Zohar is the basis for Kabbalah.
The Zohar, yeah, everything's from the Zohar.
Okay, basically.
Yeah. It's English, I'd never heard of it being beneficial. Maybe if you just, but Lashon Kodesh, it's fine. The words of the Zohar or Lashon Kodesh is both fine. I have there's a in a sefer I have Rav Gross, the Rabbi Miholman says it's just as good to read in Lashon Kodesh. Rav Gross in Ramat Beit Shemesh, the one who put these out. I don't know if you got his picture in the back or something. And I was with him one time. We came to Rav Arush and he told Rav Arush, and Rav Arush also said it was a big chidush that he always thought the only the Lashon of the Zohar was. But he said also, no, the Lashon of Lashon Kodesh is also just as beneficial.
Yeah.
Now, so after all we've said, let's read together the Patach Eliyahu.
Is that his own Kodesh?
No, it's written, I can, Bli Neder, I have it somewhere. It's written, there's a source for it. The Lashon Kodesh is holy by itself. The only reason the Lashon of Zohar is holy is because Rabbi Shimon wrote the Zohar in Aramaic. But if he didn't, Aramaic wouldn't be very holy.
Rabbeinu says it's Noga. So we have to bring it into...
Klipa Noga is Aramaic, right.
Right.
But Rabbi Shimon made it holy. But in any event, the Lashon Kodesh is automatically holy. So if you're reading the Targum...
Yeah, whatever you think about that in the Bizeh, maybe it doesn't...
No, he says you can also read on Lashon Kodesh.
Neutral.
You can also read...
Not the bad, yeah, not the Kodesh. That's what most of our
words. Yeah, fine, just listen. Yeah, it's fine. No problem. So everybody open up, we're going to read the Patach Eliyahu.
Wait, this is Zohar?
Yeah, this is at the very end of the introduction of the Tikkuni Zohar. Eliyahu Navi comes and says this teaching.
Sorry, the Tikkuni Zohar as opposed to the Zohar, it's the same thing or it's a different
thing? It's part of the Zohar. There's Zohar on the Torah, then there's Tikkuni Zohar, then there's Zohar Chadash, which goes through a lot of the Parshiot and Shir HaShirim and Megillat Ruth. It's all the Zohar, but there's three sections. So the Tikkuni Zohar is like 70 Tikkunim on the word Bereshit. It's a whole book on the word Bereshit. And at the beginning, at the end of the Hakdama, the introduction of the Rebbe Shimon was saying, Eliyahu Navi comes and he gives a bit of a Hakdama, and this is the Patach Eliyahu. So we start... Katava Ramak, I'll just read that, and if anyone can't read along, just you can listen too, it's fine. Katava Ramak,
page, couple pages
in. Tov Lamar Tfilat Patach Eliyahu Zachor LaTov Anizkeret Beresh Sefer Tikkuni Zohar, at the beginning of Tikkuni Zohar. The Katava Chida Asher Kiblu Rabbanan Kadishe, the Chida writes that they have a Kabbalah from the holy rabbis, Sheim is Sugelet the Kabbalah to Tfilah. That's why a lot of Sidurim put the Patach Eliyahu at the beginning of Shacharit and the beginning of Minchat. And if you have time, it's very good to say it before you pray. And it's always good to say anyway. V'areach HaTov Katav, the Ben Ishchai writes, Rav Yosef Chaim, Sheba'amiratam Yisugal Levorer Nitzotzei HaKadusha. By saying it, you're helping separate the holy Nitzotzei. on the previous page, let's just say the Tefillah, the first page. Okay, so we'll do it all together, Bezrat Hashem. Hashem, Yifol, Kutcha, Berichol, Shmintet. Bidchilu, Rechimu, Rechimu, Dchilu, Liachada, Otiyot, Yod, Behev, Otiyot, Ba, Behev, Yuchada, Shnim, Shem, Ko, Yisrael. Ayidei, Ahu, Tamir, Venelam, Shem, Ko, Yisrael. Lakma, Shkinta, Mafra, Ulilu, Shkinat, Uzenu, Em, Abanim, Smecha, Ayidei, Ahu, Tamir, Venelam, Shem, Ko, Yisrael. Arayni, Mekasher, Atzmi, Velimur, HaKadosh, Azeh, Benishmat, Kol, Atanaim, Atzadikim, Aktubim, Bezor, HaKadosh, Uvrosham, Matana, Eloki, Rabbi Shimon, Bayachayev, Rabbi Elazar, Beno. בידי זה תתקיים תפילת דוד המלך עליו השלום כי הייתי מחסה לי מגדל עוז מפני אויב אגורה והולכה עולמים אחסה בסתר כנפיך סלע ריבון עלמין, דאנטו חי ולא בחושבן, אנטו אילאה על כל אילאים, סתימה על כל סתימים, לימה חשבה תביסה בך כלב, אנטו דאפק עשו תיקונים, וקרן ענון עשו ספירן, להנהגה והון עלמין סתימין דלאי גליין ועלמין דגליין, ובהון הקסייה מבני נשא, ואנטו דקשיר לון ומייחד לון, ובגין דאנט מלגב, קומן דאפריש חד מחברי, מאילין עשו ספירן, מתחשב לי כאילו אפריש בך, ואילן עשר ספירן אינון עזבין כסדרן, חד עריך וחד קצר וחד בינוני, ואנטו דהנהיג לון ולימן דהנהיג לך, לה לילה ולה לתתה ולה מכל סדרה, לבושין תקנת לון דמנאיו פרחין נשמתין לבני נשא, וכמה גופין תקנת לון והתקריאו גופין לגבי לבושין דמחסיין הלאון, והתקריאו בתיגונה דה, חסד דרוע ימינה, גבורה דרוע סמלה, תפאר גופה נצח והות רין שופין, יסוד סיומה דגופה עוד ברית קודש, מלכות פה תורה שבה פה קרן עלה, חוכמה מוחה היא מחשבה מלגב, בינה ליבה ובה הלב מבין, ועל ידי נטרן כתיב הנסתורות לאדוני אלוהינו. כתר עליון יהיו כתר מלכות, ועלי דמר מגיד מראשית אחרית, ויהיו קרקפתא דתפילי. מלגב יהיו אותיות ואותי ואותוו ואותי דהיהו אורח הצילות, ויהיו שקיו דילנה בדרוי ואנפוי, כמיה דאשקי לילנה ותרבה באו שקיו. ריבון עלמין, אנטו אילת הילו וסיבת הסיבות, דאשגי לילנה באו נביאו, באו נביאו יהיו כנשמתה לגופה, דהיו חיים לגופה, ובאכלי דמיון בלי דיוקנה מקומה דלגב ולובר, וברת השמיה וערה והפק מנהון שמשה וסיערה וחוכויה ומזלי, וברה אילנין ותשעין, וגינתה דעדן, ויזבין וחיוון ואופין בנונין וגירין ובני נשא, להשתמודעה והון אילאים, ואיך התנהגון והון אילאים ותתאים, ואיך ישתמודען מאילאי ותתאי, וליד ידיו בך כלל, ובר מנח, ליד יחודה באילאי ותתאי, ואנט ישתמודע אדון על כולה, וכל ספירן כל חד אית לה שם ידיעה, ובהון יקריאו מלאכיה, ואנט ליד לך שם ידיעה, דאנט הוא ממלא כל שמהן, ואנט הוא שלימו דכולהו, וחד אנט תסתלק מנהון, איש תיארו כולהו שמהן כגופה ולה נשמתה, אנט הוא חכים ולה בחוכמה ידיעה, אנט הוא מבין ולה מבין הידיעה, ליד לך אתר ידיעה, אלא לישתמודע תופך וחילך לבני נשא, ולהחזאה לאון איך התנהיג עמה בדינה וברחמי, דיינון צרק ומשפק פומו בדהון דבני נשא. דין יהיו גבורה, משפט עמודת אמצע איתה, צדק מחותה קדישה, מוזני צדק תרן סמכי קשות, הין צדק עוד ברית, חולה להחזאה איך התנהיג עמה, אבל לאו די לך צדק ידיעה דיו רחמי, ולאו משפט ידיעה דיו רחמי, אבל לאו די לך צדק ידיעה דיו דין ולאו משפט ידיעה דיו רחמי ולאו מכל אילי מידות כלל. And now it's a little bit more, it's good to say all it's a part, it continues. קום רבי שמעון יחדשו מילין על ידך. Now Eliyahu Navi tells Rabbi Shimon to get up and to מחדש himself after that. So he says, קום רבי שמעון יחדשו מילין על ידך. דה רשותה היא לך לגלה רזין תמירין על ידך. מדלה יהי ברשו לגלה לשום ברנש עד כאן. קם רבי שמעון פתח ואמר לך, אדוני הגדולה והגבורה והתפארת והנצח וההוד, כי כל בשמיים ובארץ, לך אדוני הממלכה והמנשא לכל הראש, אילאין שמעו אינון דמיכין דחברון והראיה מהמנה, יתארו משנה תיכון, הקיצו ורננו שוכני עפר, אילאין אינון צדיקיה דאינון מסתרה דאהוד דאתמר בה, אני ישנה וליבי ער. ולאו אינון מתים, ובגין די אתמר בהון הקיצו ברננו וכו'. ראיה מאמנה אנד בהבהן הקיצו ברננו להתערותה דשכינתה, דאי היא ישנה בגלותה. דעת כאן צדיקיה כולהו דמכין משינתה וחוריון. מיד יאיבת שכינתה תלת קלין לגבי ראיה מאמנה, ואימה לה, קום ראיה מאמנה, דעה הלך אתמר, כל דודי דופק לגבי בארבע אדבן דילה. ואימה והון פתחי לי אחותי ראייתי יונתי תמתי. דעת המונח בת ציון ויוסיף להגלותך, שראשי נמלטל. מה נמלטל? אלא מה קודשה בריחו, אין חשב דמיום עדי חרב במקדשה דענה בבית הדילי וענה בישובה, לב אחי דלה ענה כל זמנה דען בגלותה, הרי לך סימנה, שראשי נמלטל. היי שכינתה בגלותה, שלימו דילה וחיים דילה איהוטל, ודאיהו אות יוד, אות ה, אות ו, ואות ה, איהי שכינתה דלה מחושבנתל. אלה אות יוד, ואות ה, ואות ו, דסליקו אדבן מחושבנתל. ואיהי מעלייה לשכינתה. מנביאו דחו מקורין אילאין, מיד קם ראיה מאמנה, ואבאן קדישין עמה, עקן רזד יחודה, ברוך אדוני לעולם, אמן ואמן. And now there's just a small tefillah that is good to say. ויהי ראווה אמין קודם עתיקה קדישה דחו קדישים תמירה דחו תמירים סתימה דחולה תתמשכת לה אילה מנה למאיה רישי דזר אנפין ולהטיל החקל תפוחים קדישים ונהירו דאנפין וראווה וחדבתה דחולה ותמשך מן קודם עתיקה קדישה דחו קדישים תמירה דחו תמירים סתימה דחולה ראותה ברחמך נא וחזדה ונהירו אילה וירותה וחדבה עליי ועל כל בני ביתי ועל כל הנאובים אליי ועל כל ישראל עמי ויפרקינה מכל הקטין בישין דייתו לעמה ויזמין ויתיהיב לנה מזונה פרנסתה תפתה בלי צרה ועקתה ממזלה דחו מזוני בית עליין וישזבינה מעינה בישה מחרבה דמלאך המוות ומדינה שגיינם ויתה לנה ואוכון השתנה חימנה וחיסדה וחיי עריכי מזוני רוויחי ברחמי מין קודמי אמן כן יהי רצון אמן ואמן. So there's more, there's another little section. How are you guys feeling? Well, I wanted to just mention, what Kalman Nachman, Alav HaShalom, what was his full name?
Ben Peretz
Hirsch. Kalman Nachman Ben?
Peretz
Hirsch. Peretz Hirsch has been a Lui Nishmato Gam. And just so you know, there was a time where we had a little group, we were learning in the mornings before the Shir, we did a little Tikkun Zohar every morning. And we did it for a few weeks, you know, and I was thinking, I heard that unfortunately passed away. I remember like something that I was like kind of sad, and then like something that really cheered me up. I remember, wow, Baruch Hashem, we had this school, we learned Zohar together, and I was mamish happy. And he used to come to me even months after. We did it for a period of a month or two, and then we stopped the group, unfortunately, but whatever, Baruch Hashem. But he's come to me months after, and he would say, you know, I miss learning Zohar, I loved when we were learning Zohar, I really enjoyed it still. And Baruch Hashem should be an Ali Nishmato that he got to learn Zohar. That was the first time I think he said he ever learned Zohar. And he's okay at least to learn several pages of Zohar. So, and he'll be saying like the other guys, everything in his life, but those little bit of Zohar that he got to learn did more for him. Bezrat Hashem should be zochet to pray for us up there. In any event, that was it. And also, Rufua Shlema Shlomit Bat Odel Bezrat Hashem, amongst all the other Cholim in Israel, should have Rufua Shlema. So let me just see. Okay, we got like 10 more minutes. Is it Zohar? What do I want to do after? Maybe just a tiny bit on
questions.
Oh, it's questions? Okay, fine, fair enough. Questions?
A lot of times in the Kutim Aran, we see Kham Baba Zohar, Kham Baba Tikkunim.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I mean, a lot of books quote Zohar. Like, a lot of Musar Sfarim quote a lot of Zohar.
Is that your fulfillment for the day, or you would say?
Yeah, look, even you read one line of Zohar, you did, you know. But it would be very good if you can get, like, yourself a Sefer, like Tikkun Zohar, let's say. Or this. Or a whole set of Zohar if you want to go all out. And take one of those sticky things and just turn the page every day. It's more, you'll feel good. You know, and one day you'll make a siyum, and we can also say Kaddish, I believe. We should, let's say a Kaddish, we read Zohar. Yeah, but you definitely, we'll do a little bit more on just something a small hakdama about, and then something on the Parsha Tiny. What is a Jew? Just so you know, the Jewish people started with Avraham Avinu, right? Here's a hakdama, something I want to say on the Parsha. And everything really. But Avraham Avinu couldn't have children. So that was the end of the Jewish people. He even said, what's going to be with my offspring? I don't have offspring. I'm going to be inherited by Eliezer, my servant. He's not from my seed. So Hashem said to come here. He took him out to see the stars. He said, your offspring will be numerous like the stars. But Rashi says, he brought him and he said, you are above the stars. The stars are the mazalot. They control the teva, the natural workings of the world. But he said, you and your offspring are above the teva. He said, Avram couldn't have children, but Avraham can have children. And he had a child, Yitzchak, and we know what went on. And the point is, that's the start of the Jewish people. Lamala min ateva. It's not just that's the start of the Jewish people, and the Torah is not just a story. Oh, that's a nice story. All the tzaddikim say. And I've heard Rav Arush said it, I don't know, at least 10 times. And the Zohar says anyone who thinks the Torah is just stories, it says Chas v'Shalom, their soul should leave them. Huh? So there you go. Said it again yesterday. The Torah is not stories. So if that story is in there, it's to teach us that I'm from Avraham Avinu, right? So I'm also Lemala Mina Teva. The laws of Teva don't apply to me. And the beginning of Likutei Halachot, he brings several drashot in the first like 20, 30 pages or so, explaining that there will be no more Teva when Mashiach comes. And that eventually we're getting to a point, we're seeing it now more and more, people, lo aleinu, with diseases are being cured miraculously. Miraculous things are, yesterday my wife read a story that a lady couldn't have children. And she went to some Rav, and he said, learn Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and start keeping Shabbat, and within 3 months you'll get pregnant. The doctor said, there's no sikui, you have no chance. And she got pregnant, she had twins. And there was more to the story, but there's miraculous things happening over and over and over. And if you haven't experienced it yourself, you probably have a friend or heard from a friend of somebody that had some miracle. What's the point? Yehudim are lemala min ateva. And the story, which is not really a story, that Avraham Avinu, the whole inception of the Jewish people, his whole offspring came from what Rashi explains was above the stars, above the influence of the teva, is to teach us that we're from Avraham Avinu. We are not subject to the influence of the teva of the stars, and that's what Rabbi Nachman says, that tefillah can create miracles and can mishane the teva. Right? It's in the beginning of Likutei Moharan somewhere, and he brings in the Likutei Tzod also. Tefillah can change teva. And what's tefillah? Because if you learn, it's also in the Likutei Halachot, he explains Mitzrayim. When we were slaves in Mitzrayim, and all of the galuyot are called Mitzrayim, right now we're still in Mitzrayim, is the constriction of our ability to go beyond the Teva. Mitzrayim locked us into Teva, and it blocked our ability to pray. That's why it was such a big deal when we cried out to Hashem. That was like our first tefillot, and right away Hashem heard it, and he took us out of Mitzrayim. But the main thing Mitzrayim did is it broke that's why all the makot were to mishaneh the teva, because we needed to be trained that there is no teva, that Hashem runs the teva, right? All the plagues were like these things, each one a different level of the nature Hashem broke apart, right? And even the splitting of the sea was against the teva, all makot bechorot, all the plagues. So Mitzrayim and all our galut, our personal galut, and the national galut, is because we're stuck in the belief, in the constriction, which is Metzer, that we have to live under the Teva. And the Geula is when we find Tefillah, and we realize that we can go beyond the Teva. And that's when the Geula, when we connect to Tefillah. And what's the Geula, and what's Tefillah connected to? Shmirat HaBrit. So the Mefarash in the Likutei Moharan, if a person doesn't Shomer the Brit, they can't zoche to real tefillah, which will break them out of the teva. Why? Just think about it. What's the pagam brit? Pagam brit is a tava for this world. It's the it's the biggest tava. Rabbi Nachman says mefarash all the tavot of all the shivim umot. It's in od brit and look at it. So I think vav or zayin od brit is very nice. Read it, but for time we'll just say it quick. He says all the tavot of the 70 nations, they're all really kalul in Tavat Niyuf. Because that's the ultimate worldly pleasure, and when a person is sunk in a worldly pleasure, in the desire for flesh and physical pleasure, so it takes them out of a spiritual understanding that I can actually pray and go beyond Teva, because their sensories for spiritual is locked in, it's shut down, because all they want is physical, right? So when a person zoches to shmirat habrit, they can break out of that physical mind frame, and they can open themselves up to the potential for prayer, and then they can zoche to miracles and bezrat Hashem. And just one more thing, a quick idea that it's mamish hinted to in this week's parsha. It's a very strange parsha. Like Bilam hires Balak to curse Am Yisrael. He comes. I always thought it was strange. Why does Balak say, let me see what God says to me? I looked in Rashi, he didn't say anything. It's probably Mefarshim, but He's a goy. What does he care? Let me wait to see what God answers me if I go with you. Like, if one goy says to another goy, come, let's go rob someone, the other goy is going to say, wait, let me ask Hashem in a dream if I'm allowed to. Why did he care if I ask Hashem? I don't know. If anyone knows, I don't know. But besides, you know.
I read a book from Victor Miller.
Yeah.
Very shocking. They have a book on Parsha from Victor Miller.
Yeah.
And there he said that believe it or not, Bilam was a big follower of Hashem, and that was a big thing by him, and he was famous as being known that he follows Hashem, and that's one of the reasons why he hated the Jewish people so much. And we were the competition. We were the people of God.
He was the Navi.
Bigger than him, but being the Navi Hashem. And so it says in the Gemara that people hate their competitors, and we were a competitor with Bilam for being a person who follows Hashem.
Nice. All right, there you go. So, but then there was that. And then he went and he tried to curse three times and he gave a bracha instead. And like, that's okay. And then there's this little bit at the end where it says, and then all of a sudden Am Yisrael fell to the women, they fell to the Tavav, the women of the Midian. And Moab, I don't know. Hold on, let me get it right. Pinchas, well, with the Benot Moab. And it says in Rashi that Bilam gave them an Eitzah. So what's going on there? How did it say, like, Bilam tried to curse them, he blessed them, and then this is just peace. They fell to the daughters of Moab, and they fell to Baal Peor and to Znut, and Hashem killed off 24,000. 24,000, I believe. Give or take. No, 24,000. So, the point is, what's going on? How did that happen all of a sudden? Where did that come from? So, Rashi brings it from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf 106a, you can look it up. It's a whole complex plan. Bilam said, I can't curse them. God's protecting these people. But if you get them to fall to Znut, to Niuf, God himself will kill them for you. That's what will happen. And he basically tempted them with women, and he started with, like, he started with merchandise. You know, the Yetzer Hara is never going to get you to go and do an Avera. He said, sale on merchandise. It was outside the tent, and there was a very old lady selling it. And then they got comfortable with that, and then they said, sale on merchandise is better stuff inside. And then there was a young lady inside. And eventually they fell to temptation, and she said, do my Avodah Zarah, and I'll give you your temptation. And that caused the plague that Am Yisrael got killed off, a lot of them, and it would have been worse. So, 2 points on that. That the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Perush on the Nach, sorry to be so brief, I'm just jumping a little. Then the end of days, like we said in the very beginning, just to close up, the main Nisayon is Tavat Niyuf, and Kedusha, the Milchama is really Kedusha versus Tuma, holiness versus unholiness. And depending, Yerez Meforash, the Chafetz Chaim, and it's said many times in the Navi, especially reading the Navi Yeshayahu and the Shir HaShirim, it's in many of the Mefarshim that the 70 nations are going to come, and it's not that 70 nations with 70 uniforms are going to come and fight us. They're sending their influences to get us, right? They're sending their technology, their clothing, their foods, their all their entertainment, all the influences of 70 nations. Huh?
The internet.
All their stuff. And Rabbi Nami says, and what's the 70 nations after? They're all after our holiness. They want to machshil us with Tavat Niyuf. So, and the war of the end against the 70 nations is not a physical war. It's a spiritual war against Tavat Niyuf and against holiness. And I want to just, a friend gave me from the Krechnev Rebbe in Kiryat Gat. It's, and by the way, just so you know, man's battle against holiness is Shemirat Einayim. And not letting impurities enter into you. And women also have a milchama tavat niyuf, but for them it's the opposite. For them it's not causing men to look at them and not being a stumbling block for men. So that for men, and that's tzniut. A woman's main tikkun in this world is tzniut, and a man's main tikkun in this world is shmirat habrit, shmirat einayim. And the Krechnev Rebbe said that things are so bad now. And he says all the tzarot and all the asonot and all the diseases and all the bad things that are happening to Israel, he says, Behu agorem lakol tzarot v'machalot shebadareinu. He says this from the lack of sniut. It's not a joke that he's saying this. And then he writes, I don't want to be a mekatreg against Am Yisrael. But he said at the same time, he said, woe to me if I say this and woe to me if I don't say it. In the end he says, I have no choice, I have to say it. all the diseases and all the bad things and all the disasters are from a lack of tzniut, which is causing a lack of kedusha. Because when there's no kedusha in Am Yisrael, there's no shechina in Am Yisrael. No shechina in Am Yisrael, we're not protected. And I just read Lilui Nishmat Rabbi Yaakov Chai ben Margalit, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef, who passed away also not so long ago. It says his son said that his father said many times that and he passed away from the machala, lo aleinu Hashem Yishmor, that the direct cause of the machala is from wigs, at pe'an ochrit. So I didn't say it. The wigs cause the machala, and it's actually Nabi Yeshayahu. No, in the world. That's the reason that we said the Jews are above Teva. So it's not from cell phones, it's not from all your radiation, it's not from the genetically modified food, it's from wigs. And if there would be no wigs, there would be no things that are the physical stuff that the doctors say causes the chas v'shalom, the machala, is the disguise in the Teva to allow you to have free will. But there's Jews don't live by that stuff. We live by spiritual rules. So when we break tzniut and we break kedusha, so Hashem picks the shaliach to cause machalot chas v'shalom to plague us. When there's a plague in Am Yisrael, we're supposed to look for the spiritual root to make tshuva. We're not supposed to forget, like the Rambam says. It's cruel to think that it comes because then you're just going to cause more and more plagues. When Hashem is sending diseases, all these disasters, all these crazy gzerot from Shemayim, the Kretschmer Rebbe writes in here. It's unbelievable what he writes here. He's like my new Rebbe now. I gotta unbelievable. It's like he writes 4 pages of just because it's all true. We see all this stuff. We have to look. What's the spiritual cause? And so anyway, here Rav Akiva said. So the last point is, anyone who has ability to speak out against this in their home. He writes to Bachurim, the first condition you should make with a shidduch is that she should be tsanua. She won't wear a wig and she'll wear wide and tsanua clothing. No stretchy stuff, no short stuff. You go on a date and she's in a spandex skirt, don't even sit with her. Just say, I can't sit with you. It's asur. You're sitting with pritzut. If you say any words of Torah, you're saying them neged erva. You have to mevarer with the shadchan. I did that, Baruch Hashem. I don't know why. Someone told me stories when I was in yeshiva. No rabbis. They all said it's good to wear a wig. The world is all mixed up, but I've never read, and the Shadchanim was saying you'll never get married. What is this, a woman that doesn't wear a wig, and you're Sfardi on top of it? You really never get married.
Sfardi come out very strong. The big rabbis.
I know Ashkenazim too. You should know it's a joke. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach was naked wigs.
Rav Yashiv
was naked wigs. There's no Ashkenaz posek. There is rabbis that say wigs are okay, but there's no posek that's real. The Baal Shem Tov was neged wigs, and he said, I have a sipur that he came to a woman in a dream who had a life after death experience. Well, he said, they changed my words. The people who wrote those sichot down were people whose wives wore wigs and they didn't want to go keneged their wives, which is always the case. And they wrote that I permit wigs and I don't permit wigs. And he says, you don't know how much tsar and yisurin I'm suffering in the grave because people are saying in my name that I permit wigs. Chas v'shalom. He said, please publicize. So I'm publicizing now for the Babichi Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Libracha. He's completely against wigs and it's completely asur lefi his dot to wear wigs. And the people who do it are doing...
Someone in a dream you said this?
Huh?
He said this in a dream.
Yeah, it's came to a few times to this one woman who had a life after death experience. I have the story. I have it. The Chag Be'Asela put it out there.
Okay.
So he's naked weight. In any event, anyone who has the ability to. Oh, so if you're a Bachar on Shiduchim, stay away from the priest of Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu. It will just cause you a lifetime of suffering. You don't want to deal with a woman. And if. If you can. And if your wife, so there's always a derech tefillah. Nobody should hurt someone's feelings or attack someone. We have to believe that we're all trying to go up in Kedusha and everybody's at their level. Chas v'shalom to pogem someone. But you have, at the same time, you have to start saying, my dear wife, you know, it pains me that like other men on the street look at you. I wish you were only all mine. Say things nice to her that like, and say, you know, it's not, I really don't feel like it's necessary that you wear tight clothing. Like, you have to speak to her. I don't know. It's a, you have to say it over and over in your home. Try and find a way. Maybe give her something to read. Maybe say, did you know that Rav Yaakov Yosef said that the machala is caused by wigs? But everyone has to find a way to mechazek their own house. And then if they have anyone that will listen to them, the mechazek. Again, not to cause machloket in the world. Yeah, time.
I have a question.
Oh, a question. Go ahead. Yeah.
When you're done.
So if you feel that it won't cause any good, so just pray. Pray. But if you feel your words might be heard, say, you know, the length of a skirt, it really should be longer. I don't know. You have to try to ignore it. So the end of the last point is that the whole geula is tuli. So what does the Zohar have to do with Kedusha? Because the Zohar mitorers us to Kedusha. The Zohar opens up our hearts to holiness. And it helps us separate out the unholiness from holiness. Try and get your wife to read Zohar. You know? You have to just pray, just a lot of prayers and mention. Don't be afraid to talk. That's one thing I learned. Of course, you have to say, my wife had an experience the other day. I keep saying to her, if you see a woman like that looks religious and she's like in a mini skirt, because nowadays they wear like, now it's like above the knee standard. It's like it used to be halfway was already risky. Now they're just straight above the knee, like when you're standing even. So there's a woman with a full, like a head covering, a tight, tight stretchy shirt and a mini skirt, literally mini skirt. It was above the knee. So my wife went to her, I kept encouraging her, you have to talk to women. What do you want me to go talk to women? Talk to them. So she went up to her, and she said, Shalom, how are you? And the woman said, yeah, fine, what do you want? You know, like she's already... I said, you know, you're in a very religious neighborhood here. It's not so fitting to be in a miniskirt. She said to her like that. The woman's like, what do I care? I can do what I want. She shouted at her. And my wife said, fine, but there's people here. Like, at least maybe respect the other people. And the woman was so brazen. She's like... It's like, I don't care, I do what I want. I was here before all these people. I lived in this neighborhood before them. I can wear what I want. It's like, you wear what you want, but she said, but you know, I care about you. Respect yourself, cover yourself. And why should everybody be subject? She's like, I can't leave, I have a boy, I can't keep him out here. You're pogeming him, I have to bring him inside. She's like, so good, bring him inside, what do I care? So she said it didn't go so well her first try. But I said, you know, I don't know, let's pray for it. Ain't you? Should keep trying.
If you warn somebody and they do something like that, aren't you making a kitzur on them? Because they didn't warn.
Like the question of Rabbi writes, he says yes and no, because the situation is so bad that like by not. Oh, I forget. In the parsha it says take the leaders at the very end of all that the fall of Arayot. He said take the leaders and hang them up in front of the Shemesh. And what's that a remiss to? That the leaders are responsible for the generation. I just say, if every Rav would, in every Shir or every Shabbat, give Joshua, tell your wives to stop wearing wigs, it's not okay to wear wigs, stop wearing tight and stretchy and short clothing, you're michsholing the Rabbim. It should be separate hours in stores. It should be at least one Shiur, one like, a seder in a store where it's like just for women and one where it's just for men, and that way a woman has a chance to shop in Kedusha. My wife says every time she goes to a store, men touch her. It's like, are you kidding me? She's in a shawl and a head covering and a long white skirt. She says men touch her, they just don't care. And she, I mean, Baruch Hashem, God bless, said they just don't care. They walk, they push you, they put their hand on you, they walk by you. They touch you every time she shops. It's crazy. Are we Jews? Like, this is the worst thing in the world. It's Isha, a married woman. She could be Nida. They're touching her. And sometimes little girls just walk in you. I was standing in a makole. A girl, like 12, whatever, she puts her hand like this on me and pushes me out of the way. Like, it's okay for her to put her hand and move me. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, you're touching a man. Like, what? We've lost all sensitivity. So if Rabbanim, like it says in the Parshat, would start speaking up more and more and saying, how can it be stores in the most religious neighborhood don't have separate hours? You know, it's asur for men to walk between women. Shulchan Aruch Meforash. You forget your Torah learning, you're called a Rasha. And that tzitzit don't help in that case. Lefachot, at least. You lose your Torah, you're called a Rasha. What's with the whole Geula?
Yeshua Cohen, he fell because of that.
You
he
see?
Broke his arm. He said, but Baruch Hashem, I was tofesal, I was becoming the mitzvah.
Let me just tell this person I have to meet him. I'm just late. I'm so sorry. Daniel? I'm coming right now. I'm sorry, I just got caught. I'm leaving in a couple minutes. I'll be there in about 5 minutes, okay? Okay. Sorry. Yeah, it's because the leaders have to speak up. And Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of Torah in the world, but we need Kedusha. If we don't have Kedusha, we're not going to have the Gula. So that's my last piece. If I was a prime minister, what do they call it? I would have separate hours, vote for me, separate hours for men and women. I wouldn't allow a store to have a license to be a store if they didn't have at least one half day for men, one half day for women. And there should be pink buses and blue buses. The blue ones for men, pink ones.
Why don't we have day hours or night hours?
Or day, yeah, eventually,
men,
but at least.
Men walk the streets during the day.
So this is not a woman's fault.
What?
It's not a woman's fault. It's because the woman is only the mirror, yeah?
So we have
so
a big
mirror,
why can't we make it?
When you see the parasha, this is the woman.
The women stumbled the men, but now our own women are stumbling us.
Yeah, but the woman is only the mirror, because the man is sick. Understand what I mean?
Yeah, vaday, vaday. But at the same time, the geula is going to come, bizchut nashim tzidkaniyot.
The men like to.
But who saved the men in Mitzrayim? The women. Because of their tzidkaniyot, which means their tzniut, they saved the men from avodah zarah Mitzrayim.
What was the amount of study that you were Yotzi on Shabbos on the Zohar?
Anything you read on Shabbat is kaful 1,000.
1,000.
Any limud. The Ben Ishkai says limud on Shabbat is kaful 1,000. And Zohar, the Baba Sali would travel specifically to Yerushalayim to read Zohar because a daf Zohar in Yerushalayim is can I get 10 daf Zohar anywhere else in Eretz Yisrael. So in Shabbat you read one page of Zohar, which is like a 5-minute investment. It's like you read 10,000 pages of Zohar.
Thank you for coming. It was fantastic. Very informative. Yeshua is an excellent
animal. Oh, just, yeah, I do self-root. If anyone needs their tefillin checked or anything.
You have samples, and you look at the samples of what he did. I have samples. He did my tefillin, my Rabbin Tom's. And unbelievable. His work is just so beautiful. He's so careful about it. He's so careful about themselves and the writing. So we can always have Yeshua come back. We'll see him come back.